You're listening to SBS News. One of the key recommendations of the Child Abuse Royal Commission was a national apology to the victims. In delivering that apology, Prime Minister Scott Morrison asked why for so long Australia regarded other things as more important than the care of innocent children. Bill Shorten also lamented that so many victims were ignored and so many criminals were not held to account.
We are sorry for every crime that was not investigated, every criminal who went unpunished. And we are sorry for every time that you were not heard and not believed.
With high-profile independent Karen Phelps likely to be declared the winner of the Wentworth by-election, some coalition members were furious that Malcolm Turnbull wasn't even prepared to tweet an endorsement for the Liberal candidate Dave Sharma. When Malcolm and Lucy Turnbull arrived back at their Sydney residence after several weeks in New York, Mr. Turnbull explained his stance, saying his days in the political fray are now over.
I'm out of partisan politics. And so that is it. And I'll continue to have things to say about important matters of public interest, but I'm not engaged in politics any longer. I'm retired.
This week, the calls for children to be removed from Nauru continue to intensify. Rights and health groups are reporting that one in four of the children on Nauru is suicidal. Dr. Karen Phelps believes lives are at risk if the federal government doesn't act to remove the children.
What does the government think happens when children stop eating? They die. Do we wait for one of these children who has stopped eating to die before the government is embarrassed into action?
In an exclusive interview with SBS News, Prime Minister Scott Morrison showed no inclination to respond to those calls. In a clear message to Labor, vocal crossbenchers and MPs within his own party, such as Julia Banks and Russell Broadbent, Mr. Morrison made it clear the coalition is not about to soften its refugee and asylum policies.
You don't negotiate your borders. You don't do that. I mean, you don't get to negotiate with people smugglers. You have to have very clear and unambiguous policies. And this is the problem that often happens in this place. They don't understand that these issues are dealt with in very absolute terms.
Mr. Morrison spoke to SBS News on the day he unveiled a federal drought fund to support farmers through one of the worst droughts in decades. Starting at $3.9 billion, the Future Drought Fund is intended to help primary producers, non-government organisations and communities prepare for and respond to the impact of droughts. Mr. Morrison says farmers are just looking for support. The federal government is trying to provide it.
Giving Australians in rural and regional areas confidence that the government is planning for the future, planning for future droughts, and I think that gives them confidence to plan for them themselves and make their own investments. We're doing that as a government, and I think that backs in what farmers do.
Meanwhile, for other Australians, low wage growth has prompted the trade union movement to take its members to the streets as part of what it calls a campaign to change the rules. More than 160,000 people demonstrated in Melbourne's Central Business District, with ACTU Secretary Sally McManus telling the protesters stagnant wage growth has not kept up with the cost of living.
We're not getting our fair share. Productivity is going up, but our wages aren't going up. And that's a huge problem. It just means basically that there's wealth being created in our country every single day and we're not getting our fair share of it.
Minister for Jobs and Industrial Relations Kelly O'Dwyer dismissed the rally as a union power grab.
They don't want to see simply a change in the rules. They want no rules. No rules, no regulator, and no check on militant union power.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.